Yes, I tipped up Motherwell and Hearts to beat either side of the Old Firm. The bad news was I went a week too early. Welcome to Jerry Taylor's Tips. Hi there, the podcast is back this weekend. If you want to join my Telegram, there's lots happening on there, at Jerry Taylor's Tips. You'll get the link on my bio on Twitter, on X. It's Scottish Cup quarter-final weekend. We're going to start off with the lunchtime kick-off on Saturday at Pittodrie. I'm actually going to be attending this one, travelling up later on today to the Granite City. It's Aberdeen against Kilmarnock. Kilmarnock have already beaten the Dons, the Dandies, three times this season out of three in the league. So this cup tie, obviously, is a one-off. But Neil Warnock, you feel, has to get a result here to breathe life into Aberdeen's disintegrating season. Kilmarnock will feel confident having, as I said, not only beaten Aberdeen three times, but not conceded a goal yet. And Derek McInnes will be keen to get one up on his old club. Kilmarnock were available at a big looking 94 early in the week. That's been sliced away a wee bit, so it's a wee bit shorter than that now. But Kilmarnock, you have to fancy there that they're able to knock out Aberdeen there. It will be a tight game, however, and I'm expecting an improved performance from the Dandies. On to the next game, Celtic versus Livingston. It's Willie Collum in charge here. Should be a routine, straightforward win. Livingston have been dire. There's not many goals in the Livy lines at all this season, so Celtic, you would imagine, would get the business done there. The wee bet I fancy is an under one card at half time, a little bet on the Bet Builder at 2-1. It's Willie Collum, and it could be a tepid first half there. So under one card in the first half is trading around about 10-1. We bet 365 for a wee interest in that one. Third quarter final, it's also a Sunday game, similar to Celtic and Livy. It's Hibs v Rangers. I'm going to be putting a Bet Builder pertaining to that one onto my Telegram channel for this weekend. That's Rangers away at Easter Road. After Rangers having a really good performance away to Benfica last night, Thursday evening, they'll be feeling confident. But Hibs, you feel, could give them a game in a one-off cup tie at Easter Road. Hibs have been doing okay recently against Hearts, and they got the job done there against Ross County last time out as well. So that'll be a tight one there. It'll be an interesting matchup. And finally, on to the Monday night, that's going to be the podcast pick this week. Hearts away to Morton. Morton, probably about a month ago, you would have thought, you know, they would really give Hearts a good game. Don't get me wrong, Hearts will still need to win the battle here. Capello will be raucous, but you feel as if Hearts have got enough quality. They've got that man, Lauren Shanklin, scoring for fun. And I've put a few bets pertaining to that on my Telegram channel. But suffice to say, Hearts should win there within the 90 minutes. And if you throw in with Bet365 over zero Morton cards, you get a nice price of 10-11, 1.91. So that's going to be this weekend's podcast pick. Hearts to win and Morton to go over zero cards. Morton, incredibly, in 38 games in all competitions, Scottish Cup, Scottish Championship, League Cup and the Challenge Cup, all 38 games they've been carded to Gamery's men. So you can expect them to get in amongst the cards this weekend once again there on Monday night, live on BBC TV. On to the other games now, on to the Scottish Championship. Dundee United are going off at short price against Arbroath, who had a sensational result last time out. The weather conditions did assist them in the second half, right enough. They turned around a two-goal deficit, so fair play to Jim McIntyre and these Red Lichties, and they won 3-2 ultimately against the second top team, Wraith. So interesting to see how that one goes. It's in no way a betting proposition for me, this game. Good luck if you're taking part in that game, but I'll certainly be swerving that and just watching that from afar. Inverness Cali Thistle versus Airdrie, that's going to be a tight one. Both of them have been doing okay recently. Inverness getting a win at Capello recently against Morton, an excellent win there. And Airdrie have had a couple of eye-catching away wins at Dunfermline and at Tannadice against Dundee United. So probably at the prices, Airdrie piqued my interest there. Queen's Park against Partick, been a big turnaround with these two. If around about Christmas time, if you'd have said Partick would be the worst team in current form and Queen's Park the Spiders would be the best team in current form in the Championship, you would have got locked up, I think. But Queen's Park have bagged 11 points in the recent form table compared with Partick Thistle's paltry 4 points. So again, there, you know, if you were doing double chance on Queen's Park there, it might be the way to go, as Partick, there's a few question marks there, particularly in defence, about the Jags at this moment in time. Wraith v Dunfermline, I would be swerving Wraith for the time being. You don't know exactly what you're going to get. It's a Fife derby. Wraith have a fantastic record this season, having said that, against the Pars. They've been winning all the games. I think they drew the first League Cup tie, but they've won all the games subsequently. So they certainly have got a grip on things in the Fife region against Dunfermline, James McPakesman. Probably an interest in the corners here would be the way to go, but as I say, just looking to compare all the prices before kick-off with that one. Into League One, guys, although are probably worth a wee interest round about 19 to 20. 10 to 11, we bet 365 at home to Kelty. Although have got a solid home record, 7 wins, 3 draws, 3 defeats at home at the Underdrill, which is a similar profile to the likes of the second top Hamilton Accies. Kelty, they've been hemorrhaging goals, they've been leaking a lot of goals lately. Kelty, so you fancy the Wasps there to maintain and, you know, really put down a marker there for one of the playoff slots. And in V Queen of South, it's a local derby down there in Dumfriesshire. Annan have been doing okay recently. The last 9 games, 1-3, drawn 3, lost 3, whereas Queen of South have 1-1, drawn 4, lost 3 games recently. So Marvin Bartley's team have been on a slide down the league for some time now. Annan might be a sporting pick there. They're around about 15-8, so Annan certainly have brought in a few improved players over the last month or two, and Queen of South haven't really improved. They've declined, if anything. Cove Rangers against Montrose. The Montrose price at 5-2, they've been going okay, the Gable Indies recently. So Cove have been rotten for a few months now, so probably 5-2 Montrose there is maybe a wee smidgen of value. Then we've got Hamilton Accies at 1-20 against Edinburgh City, 28-1. They couldn't, could they? Hamilton again haven't been totally reliable in the last few months. They've lost plenty of games, but Edinburgh City obviously are a bit beleaguered there and sailed off at 28-1. So good luck what your angle is in there. Stirling Albion v Falkirk. Falkirk have been pretty solid. Only not been scoring as many recently, Falkirk, but they've been solid on the corners. But I've noticed a couple of bookmakers starting to swerve the corner markets there. We certainly are feeding on scraps at times here in Scotland. So I wish we had all the markets that we get, the card markets and all the corner markets available that we get down south. But hey-ho, off my soapbox and into League 2. East Fife's probably the pick, the teams in League 2. They've been going really well under Dickie Neen Campbell. They're 75 at home to Dumbarton. Dumbarton took a right spanking in midweek down at Stranraer. I think it was 5-0 to Stranraer. The son, Stevie Farrell, is coming under a bit of pressure. They are in the playoff slots, but East Fife are gathering a nice bit of momentum under Dick Campbell, and Nathan Austin, Alan Trouton, a couple of prolific veteran goal scorers there could pop up against the Suns, against Dumbarton. So 75, East Fife there's probably the pick. The rest of the games in League 2, guys, I'm not really going to get heavily involved in. Elgin v Bonnyrigg, hard to call. Forfar v Clyde, likewise. Peterhead v Stranraer, as I say, Stranraer had that cracking win in midweek, but they don't really do much away from home. And Stenny v Spartans. Spartans are 13-5, which is a little bit big, you would feel. But Stenny, as I say, you know, I think they've won 2 out of the last 5, but there's been a couple of draws in there as well. So I'd probably swear that one as well. My dip in the England, guys, this week is going to be over 3.5 goals in the Sunday match, Super Sunday match between Liverpool and Man City. Over 3.5 goals at 13-10. So that's for this week's dip into England. Okay, that's it for now, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. As I say, Scottish Cup quarterfinals. Hopefully we get some really good games there. As I say, if you want to join my Telegram channel, we've got the TikTok chat where a lot of the guys put in some of their own selections, sharing them with the other members. We've got the free long shot channel. We've had a few nice winners in there since it started a few weeks ago. And we've got the main channel there as well, as well as the racing channel, which will be cranked up in the next few days for Cheltenham Festival, starting on Tuesday. That's it for now, guys. Have a great one. Cheers. Bye for now.